Hello, Eastern Sierra. Strap in and pour that second cup because Eastern Sierra Now is rolling out your daily dose of news with just the right mix of facts and fun. Today, we're talking legendary hoofbeats with Mule Day's stormy skies over Mammoth's slopes, Bishop Broncos breaking more records, and a few fishy forecasts as we gear up for the most anticipated unofficial holiday in the region. Yes, folks, Fishmas is nearly upon us. So whether you're watching from your phone, your fishing cabin, or the break room you've claimed as your kingdom, let's get into it. Mule Days held their annual fundraiser barbecue on April 12th at the Bishop Elks Park, raising $6,450 with a successful turnout and strong community support. The event highlighted the region's deep-rooted Western heritage. Sponsors of the event included Copper Top Barbecue, Holy Smoke Barbecue, Playhouse 395, and of course, us. With raffle items donated by Looney Bean and Maurice Bishop, Twin Theaters, and many more. Meanwhile, fundraising efforts remain ongoing to support future Mule Days and ensure this Eastern Sierra tradition continues for years to come. Additionally, the 55th annual Mule Days celebration is fast approaching, so be sure to buy your tickets if you haven't already. Bishop is reeling in the excitement as Fishmas returns on April 26th. The unofficial holiday marks the opening day of fishing season across the Eastern Sierra, drawing anglers from far and wide. The Bishop Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau is encouraging visitors and locals alike to take part in the local festivities, which not only celebrate the joy of fishing, but also serve as a major boost to the local economy. To make the best of the weekend, be sure to follow all the rules and regulations, ensure you have a valid fishing license, and show up early. For more information, please visit EasternSierraNow.com. Because where else would you go? Get ready to hoof it to Bishop because the 55th annual Mule Day celebration is trotting your way this May. In 6 days of long ears, big cheers, and good old-fashioned Western fun, we're talking parades, packing, barrel racing, cowboy poetry, and enough hay to stuff your boots. Mules may not be horses, but they'll still steal the show, and maybe your heart. So saddle up and join the stampede. Mule Days 2025, where the parking's dusty, but the competition's fierce. The lakes are thawing, the gear is ready, and the lines are about to be cast. Mammoth Lakes is officially joining in on the Fishmas fun. This fishing opener, set for tomorrow, April 26th, signals the beginning of the summer fishing season. Local outfitters and guides are gearing up for a busy weekend as anglers return to favorite spots like Twin Lakes, Lake Mary, and Convict Lake. But be sure to watch out for weather updates as the snow and ice continue to melt. Whether you're out for a trophy trout, or just a peaceful day on the water, it's the perfect time to drop a line in Mammoth's pristine high country waters. Check out EasternSierraNow.com for more on all the information on this year's Fishmas, including local events and pro tips. Hantavirus remains a serious concern in the Eastern Sierra, and now a national expert is stepping in to help raise awareness. Dr. Gregory Mertz, an infectious disease specialist, will be leading a clinical talk focused on hantavirus prevention, diagnosis, and treatment, hosted by Northern Inyo Healthcare District. The session aims to inform healthcare professionals and the public alike, especially as rodent activity increases in spring and summer months. It's a timely reminder that while our region's natural beauty is unmatched, staying informed, well, that's essential. If you see emergency service vehicles and activity at the Bishop Airport on May 3rd, don't panic. It's only a drill. A full-scale emergency preparedness exercise will be taking place from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. to test the airport's response to a simulated crisis. This coordinated event will involve multiple agencies and first responders, all working together to improve readiness and communication. The public is advised that this is just a training exercise and airport operations may be temporarily affected during the drill. You love staying in the know with Eastern Sierra Now? You love hearing the news with a side of snark and a scoop of sincerity? God, I've never been described clearer in my entire life. Then help keep the lights on and the jokes coming by supporting us on Patreon. Your contribution helps us bring you real local stories, weather reports, and personality, and sports recaps that aren't just about stats. They're about the soul of the Sierra. Join our Patreon today because journalism, this fun, well, shouldn't be free. But it almost is. Thanks to you. Fishmas isn't the only event taking place this weekend. The Fly Fishing Film Tour will be showing at Minaret Cinemas tonight at 7 p.m., with another showing tomorrow at 8:45 p.m. In Bishop tonight, C5 Art Studios is hosting an ecstatic dance session with Galen Von Wadke at 6 p.m. Suggested donations, $10 to $20. Also tonight, C5 Art Studios is hosting a photo collage class at 1903 Tap House & Co. starting at 7 p.m. Lastly, a quick reminder for Fishmas. Crowley Lake is inspecting all boats and entering the lake, so be sure to show up early. For more information on these events and so much more, visit easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app. Well, folks, spring may be in full bloom down in the valley, but up on the hill, well, they're still in the snow, 62 inches deep to be exact. That's right. We've got a solid spring base, 155 trails ripe for the carving, and 9 lifts spinning across 3 terrain parks. Not too shabby for late April. Cloudy skies are making a moody comeback, and strong winds are threatening to blow the beanie right off your head. Heads up, speaking of heads, a storm is moving in, and that may impact operations later this afternoon. So get those laps in early, and maybe save the après for après. Need a break from the turns? Slide over to the mill between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for the World Quarterpipe Championships. Expect big air, big flare, and maybe a few wild outfits. Meanwhile, Canyon and Eagle Lodges have officially called it a season, so all services are now running out of Main Lodge. You want the nitty-gritty on lift ops and season-end plans? Well, they've got you covered. Head over to the resort's operations page for the full scoop. Until then, ride safe, wax smart, and try not to get airborne, unless you mean to. I didn't wax smart in high school one time. God, that was awful. Is your favorite coffee spot brewing up the best buzz in town? In Mammoth, Looney Bean is steaming ahead. Down in Bishop, Brewed Awakening, Big Pine, come on, Big Pine, is wide-eyed and winning. And in Lone Pine, Vibrous Juice Bar is vibing hard at the top, but nothing's percolated yet. It's time to cast your vote in Eastern Sierra Now's Epic Eats poll. Best Coffee Edition. Head to our website, click the poll, and show some love to the place that gets you through your mornings and your afternoons and your evenings. Because great coffee deserves recognition and, well, probably a refill or two. Time to lace up those spikes and hit the track. Our Bishop Broncos are sprinting into the spotlight. Thank you to Back Alley Bull and Grill for sponsoring this section. Earlier this week, Bishop traveled to California City to compete against Cal City High School. Freshman Embry Aguilera tied the girls' freshman high jump record at 4'6", while sophomore Dacia Clark set a new sophomore high jump record for the girls at 5 feet. Now sitting just 2 inches from tying the 1978 girls' high school high jump record set by Margaret Mullins. Junior Riley Van Nest also tied with her grades level high jump record at 4'4". Senior Steve Vinker earned his first place in both the 800 meter and 1600 meter with times of 2:35 and 5:53. Senior Joseph Lint placed first in the shot put competition with a throw of 41 feet 5 inches, and senior Leighton Rossi earned first in discus with a throw of 107 feet 4.5 inches. Freshman Hunter Daly earned first in the long jump and triple jump competitions. Senior Gabby Vinker placed first in the 200 meter with a time of 28.7, and senior McGenna Westervelt, that's my niece, placed first in both the 100 meter and 300 meter hurdles with times of 19 and 103. Once again, this sports segment is proudly sponsored by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the only thing faster than our service is your bowling ball down the lane. You didn't see that coming, did you? Swing by for a post-meet celebration or a pre-practice fuel-up. Stay tuned for more updates on our local sports heroes. Go Broncos. Hey, Huskies, send us some stats, would you? Lastly, let's dive into your weekend weather forecast with a touch of flair. Today, expect a mix of sun and clouds with a high around 67, low of 39. Winds will be shifting to the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Rain is likely, but it should remain a pleasant day to enjoy the tomorrow, cooler day with a high of 55, lows of 36. Afternoon showers are likely, so keep an umbrella handy. Winds will be light and variable. And Sunday, mostly cloudy skies dominate with a high near 60, lows of 40. A calm day to wrap up the weekend. Mammoth today, breezy with intervals of clouds and sunshine. A passing shower or two is possible this afternoon. Highs around 44, lows dipping to 25. Tomorrow, colder conditions with intermittent snow are expected. Accumulations of 1 to 3 inches are possible. Highs near 36, lows of 22. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Highs around 42, lows of 26. So whether you're hitting the slopes or enjoying a cozy weekend indoors, stay safe and have a fantastic weekend. That's a wrap on today's headlines, but don't wander too far off the trail. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on social media. We're all excited for Fishmas tomorrow, so be sure to tag us in some of your pictures and stories. That's right, lines will be cast. Waders will be warned, and tales, they'll be exaggerated. Until then, stay safe, stay curious, and remember, around here, it's always news with altitude. I already shot this once with an amazing view out up in the White Mountains. Wind ruined the whole thing. So I get to do it again. Sorry about that. Anyway, not that you knew. Doesn't really matter. I guess I'm just ratting on myself here.